This is the 43rd recording for ASMR Sleep Station. If you care about the date, it's June 9th, and it has been about 5 weeks since the last recording, so I did not stay on schedule like I thought I would, but that's part of my life. It's unpredictable, but that's good. I like it that way, and unfortunately, doing things like this just has to take the back burner. But in case you've never listened to this before, I'm whispering to help you relax. Some people get tingly. That's called ASMR, autonomic sensory meridian response. And if you're interested, then look it up, because there's now a ton of information, and it seems like it's taking up a good 15% of YouTube. I have no idea, I just guessed. There hasn't been any, I don't think there's been any new reviews posted. I'm looking it up right now. No, there hasn't been any new reviews. Still at 103 ratings. I think that's what it was before, which is beyond my wildest imaginations. I never thought that many people would enjoy this. So, thanks to everybody who subscribes and listens to this. I appreciate it. It keeps me doing it. But really, it's for you anyways. So there it is. Thanks for downloading. A couple of people wrote in saying some nice things and asking how everything was going. Thank you. I will write back soon if I haven't already. And the last person that wrote said they liked the left and right changing. So, I did a little bit of that. It probably has some kind of hypnotic effect. Or maybe people just enjoy it. So, I'm doing that a little bit now. But I forget, because it's hard to read. And bob back and forth. I stopped sitting in a chair when I record this because I'm I think they call it a chair fidgeter or something. If there's a chair that swivels, it's really hard for me to not turn it a little bit or constantly reposition it. So I'm on the floor. I'm sitting on a rug. Which is a lot better than sitting on raw floor. So, thanks to the people that wrote in and for the feedback. I appreciate that. I think, there's someone who just left a YouTube comment. And that's what reminded me I should record this while I can. I've been, this week, very obsessed with getting some more musical equipment. I have to be creative in one way or another, and lately it's been already have a decent amount of stuff, but that type of research, which is like, what is it like? Maybe like buying a car. Yeah, it's almost like buying a car. I've never bought a car. Power, engine size, features, acceleration, all the different electronic aspects of cars now, since they're like half computer if you get a new car. I just saw somebody's who makes a Volt Chevy. I think it's a Chevy Volt. Chevy. Which was made in Detroit. That's pretty cool, if you ask me. That's a mostly electrical car. I forget the technical name, but it is not a normal car. However, it's really interesting how much of it is digital and how much circuitry is embedded in that vehicle. It has pretty much its own operating system, and it's all through a monitor embedded in the dashboard, and you can do a lot of things, including affecting how the vehicle operates. So to say, I don't know how much that affects people's evaluation of vehicles, but I bet a marketing person does know that amount of information and variability makes, if you're looking at, let's say you're looking at like 10 different cars, the complexity of pairwise comparison is really high, and that is a lot like buying new musical equipment. Like, if I wanted to get a full guitar rig with a guitar, some signal processing, and an amplifier, and that's excluding all the weird peripheral things. What kind of cords, power conditioning you use. I can't think of anything else right now, but there's lots of extraneous things. Just calculating what kind of rig you want is time consuming. It's not a negative thing. I'm really coming to terms and honestly accepting how obsessive I am, because when I look back, I think it was keeping me up at night, and I felt a need to parse and compare all this information on equipment that I'm looking. So that's what I did last week. That's when I actually had time to record this now. Sorry, I started to laugh. I amuse myself when I record these things. I am, after all, someone whispering to themselves alone in a very quiet place. Sometime after. adjusted it, I muted it. So, and then for some reason, I can't figure out how to listen to the recording. I tried for a couple of minutes, and I have the volume in my player up, the volume on my computer up. I have it to the right output. I can't hear it. So, I don't know where I left off, and I'm too lazy to spend time doing it. It's a real disappointment after I didn't even lose the whole recording. I only lost 15 minutes of one. And that's, well, whatever. Bygones. I think within the first 10 minutes, I noted that there wasn't any new feedback, which is that. The stuff that I read is on iTunes. I believe that's where most people download this from. And, I mentioned a couple of people wrote in. That's probably in there. And then I was getting to YouTube. Somebody named Shelly May left a nice comment. They weren't sure how to leave feedback, but anyways, they ended up saying thanks for all the whispering. It's my favorite trigger, and your voice helps me fall asleep all the time. So thank you for posting that, and I appreciate it. That's on number 39, I think. And then 4 months ago, I don't know if I mentioned it, but somebody named Langer ASMR left a nice comment too. So, I'm not sure when the last time I read YouTube comments was, or mentioned them. I usually don't read them, I mention them. But, that's pretty much it. There's no other feedback to go over, and I thought I would just find something and read it. I'm really bummed out. I can't get over it. I was going on a really long-winded, boring tangent. That was some quality, boring material. And ever recording it. How odd. Anyways, the last video, which was number 42, had some nice comments from Jaden Crossfield and RustyMac40. I think both those people, well, I know Rusty has definitely been a long time supporter of this show, and I think Jaden has left comments before too, so thank you both for your continued support, and I hope you keep getting relaxed. Relaxation enthusiasm, is it that line? Okay, so I was talking to somebody recently, and I found out, I don't know what they did, but they used something in a terrarium that they made, and I still haven't seen it, but my stomach keeps groaning because it's morning time and I haven't eaten very much. But I was totally surprised that there was a trend for terrariums. I'll read the Wikipedia entry for terrarium in case you don't know what it is. And I don't know. I'd be interested to find out if that's a trend in other areas of the world. So for me, I always thought it was things that were kind of obscure and mostly done by old people. My grandmother made terrariums, and I always thought they were really cool. But I wish I could make one of those. I think it's part decoration too, and I'm not really much of a decorator, so it sounded like a good idea. Anyways, the entry says, I'll read the introduction section. A terrarium, plural is terraria or terrariums, is usually a sealable glass containers containing soil and plants, and can be opened for maintenance to access the plants inside. However, terraria can also open to the atmosphere rather than being sealed. Terraria are often kept as decorative or ornamental items. Closed terraria create a unique environment for plant growth, as the transparent walls allow for both heat and light to enter the terrarium. The sealed container combined with the heat entering the terrarium allows for the creation of a small-scale water cycle. This happens because moisture from both the soil and plants evaporates in the elevated temperatures inside the terrarium. This water vapor then condenses on the walls of the container and usually falls back to the plants and soil below. This contributes to creating an ideal environment for growing plants due to the constant supply of water, thereby preventing the plants from becoming overdry. In addition to this, the light that passes through the transparent material of the terrarium allows for plants within to photosynthesize, an important aspect of plant growth. So, I'm sure most people have seen I think most of them are on the smaller end, but they can be quite large too, like a fish tank size. But a lot of them are, you know, like desktop items. There's no limit, but maybe if you're a botanist, you have like a big human-sized one. So that was a random topic that is probably not too stimulating. I'm just now browsing around for something to read about it. Something like that. I don't know if I'll ever make one, but if I ever get some free time on a weekend, I think I'll do that. I'm pretty sure it got cut out, but I was saying in the recording that I didn't record that I've been looking at musical equipment, and I've been very obsessively researching it. And it's been taking up a lot of time. And when I finally get some of that stuff going, it's Just a hobby. It's not like I'm doing it all day, but the motivation for recording these things is diminished. That sounded lame. I don't want to be lame anymore. Why is everybody so obsessed with hot food? There's a Popular Mechanics article. Maybe that's worth reading. Yeah, I'll read this one. Without permission. I'm reading Popular Mechanics article, Build a Terrarium in 6 Steps. Jennifer Nalowicki, and this came out June 10th, 2013. If you're Jennifer or Popular Mechanics, sorry. It's not often that I read things that are copyrighted and protected, but this one looks good, so I'm just gonna read it. If it's a problem, then I'll just delete it. But this one seems good. Alright, the subtitle under the title is All You Need Is Glass Containers, Soil, Some Greenery, and a Pinch of Creativity to Turn a Vessel into a Miniature Landscape. At this point, I'm wondering if I have to eat because my stomach is making so many noises. I'm gonna have to take a break. I will come back and read this. Okay, hopefully my stomach will stop making growling noises. I might have replaced it with digestive noises though. That's not relaxing. I'll try to edit them out. Okay, so there's a cool picture of, I guess, like a jar style one. Okay, I'll read the article now. Sometimes you simply want to enjoy the benefits of a garden without having to mow, prune, and fertilize it. Terrariums are popular thanks to their fuss-free maintenance, beauty, and minimal space requirements, meaning there's also good options for those who want to garden but lack the outdoor space. Before making a terrarium, consider where it will live in your home. For most plants, you'll want a spot that receives indirect sunlight because the glass container will magnify the sun's rays. You also don't want to put it where there's no sunshine, such as in the basement. A good rule of thumb is to let a plant's nursery tag be your guide. It will tell you, for example, that boxwood basil prefers some sunshine, while a miniature fern would be happier in a shadier locale. Once you've found the proper place, you'll need the following supplies to make a terrarium. Glass container, rocks, polished pebbles, sea glass, marbles, etc. Sphagnum or sheet moss. Soil, plants that won't overgrow. Good choices include boxwood, croton, Joseph's coat, pineapple, verbena, and twiggy spike moss for sun-loving plants, and gnome ivy, golden club moss, Irish or Scottish club moss, and miniature ferns for shade-loving plants. Basic tools, spoons or a funnel for placing soil, long tweezers for putting materials into the vessel, scissors for clipping greenery, and paper towels or cotton swabs for cleaning the glass. How to make a terrarium. Step 1. Choose a glass container. It can be anything from a clean, reused pickle jar to a vintage vase. Just make sure the container is clear, not colored glass, which could hinder growth. Consider the size of the opening as well. Making a terrarium out of a vintage perfume bottle may seem like a creative idea, but the narrow opening may prove problematic when you go to place greenery inside. For beginners, it's best to use a vessel with an opening wide enough to accommodate the width of your hand so you can easily place and move materials as needed. Step 2. Place a handful of rocks at the bottom of the container. This layer helps the terrain while aiding drainage and aeration. Vary the layer's thickness by the size of the container. The smaller the vessel, the thinner the rock layer. You'll want to leave enough headspace at the top of the terrarium when you're finished. That setup doesn't look cramped. Step 3. Soak dried sphagnum or sheet moss in water for a few seconds and squeeze out any excess liquid. Place the slightly damp moss onto the rocks, patting it down so that it fills the entire surface and forms a barrier that keeps soil from falling into the rocks. Step 4. Scoop soil into a funnel and fill the container with several inches of it. The greenery you'll be planting will determine the type of soil you use. For moss, use peat moss mixture, which is less likely to mold. For other plants, non-moisture control potting mix should work. If a plant's nursery tag indicates that it needs a specific type of soil, use that. Keep in mind that this layer doesn't have to be perfectly flat. Hills and valleys give the landscape character. Again, don't fill the container too high with soil since you'll want enough headspace for the greenery to grow. Step 5. Plant your plants. If you're using moss, then you snagged from nature. Make sure to give it a blast of pesticide to debug it. Use scissors to trim it into shape and place it into the container. Make sure to press it down firmly to prevent air pockets. For other plants, plant them as you would in your own outdoor garden. Loosen the root ball, place in shallow layer of soil, add soil around it, and pat down. Step 6. Give the plant some water to help prevent transplant shock, keeping in mind that the container doesn't have drainage holes like a potted plant would. The rocks layer will aid with drainage. Maintaining a terrarium is easy. For moss terrariums, a light misting of water every 2 to 4 weeks should suffice. For plant terrariums, heed watering instructions on the plant's nursery tag. Just don't overwater. Alright, I've been recording for almost an hour and it's getting louder. Starting to approach late morning, so It's been hard to find time. I'll just say that I live in a loud environment. And, I really did spend money to try to get a portable recorder, and I even bought other microphones for it, but that thing is just not sensitive. I still can't get it working, so if anybody works in audio and you know an affordable recorder, like a digital recorder, and you know a portable digital audio recorder that really works well and has a sensitivity to record whispering, please let me know. The only way I could get the one I got to work is to hold it like very close to my face, but then it gets a lot of breath and it sounds windy almost, so it's not really comfortable to record that way anyways, like holding something at a very specific distance. Because I've been getting more into music lately as a hobby, I may make like a small recording area that I could use, but that might keep out sound. Anyways, I'll try to record again soon. I hope everybody's doing well. Thanks for writing in. Hopefully that didn't get cut out of the recording. Some people wrote emails. There was the YouTube comments. And there hasn't been any reviews posted on iTunes since the last one. But thank you all. Anyway, thank you to everyone who's ever supported this show. I'm doing this for you. And because I want people to sleep better. That's my cause. That's a weird cause to be passionate about. But getting good solid sleep has made a huge difference in my life. I wasn't undiagnosed, or I should say a self-diagnosed insomniac for a long time. Once I started sleeping regularly, it made a huge difference, and sleep really does affect everything about your life, so I'm here for everyone, and even for the people that aren't trying to sleep, to sleep station and just get relaxed, then I care about you guys too. I'm very happy to help you relax. Something more soon. Today's terrarium article is just some random thing that I found. If anybody has any requests or specific things, let me know. I think a lot of people generally like the journal articles and little intros of books, so maybe I'll stick with those, but if you want something specific, you can always write in. If you just Google ASMR Sleep Station, the Libsyn site, the host site, should be the first thing, and it has links and my email address, so just feel like a lot of people have been tense lately, and there's a lot of political turmoil, at least in a lot of